Dr. Halberdier, Duquesne Clinic, note again, Douglas Brown, birthday 2/18/84, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. I'm not sure if the prior dictation went through or not. A patient comes to the office for refills and discussion of blood pressure and anxiety medications. Blood pressure 150 or 86 today, weight 247. Has history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, asthma, hypogonadism, anxiety disorder. Patient states blood pressure was increased the other day in the emergency room, 70 or 120, with an anxiety attack 2 months ago, given some panic medications to take as needed. I'm not sure what they were. Has been on Lexapro in the past, but states it doesn't seem to be working now. Has history of anxiety for the past 20 years. Seems to be increasing daily and at rest. Without sleep disorder. Medical problems of anxiety disorder, hypertensive cardiovascular disease, hyperlipidemia. Asthma, obesity, was on Mounjaro before, but was off and on, stopped because of increasing anxiety, has been getting semaglutide, 0.25 milligrams, taking it weekly, sub-Q, getting it from another source. Also with history of apparent mild gout with some flare-up in toes, not severe without treatment. Also states has a history of attention deficit disorder off medications for the past several years. Social history, works as a land clearing, dirt work, rental, also a teacher in industrial machines, in Beaumont. States he exercises on a treadmill 2 hours or more a day. Physical exam unremarkable. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. No appearance, no acute distress. Next level without message, lungs, clear, oxygen, percussion. Heart rate, rhythm without murmurs and gallop. Abdomen soft, and again, naming your tumors. Back, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric. Symptoms within normal limits. Patient had testosterone repeated today with recent labs to return for repeat lab work later in 6 months. With final diagnosis of diabetes type 2, hypertension, anxiety disorder, hyperlipidemia, and asthma. Medications were all refilled, including testosterone. To continue on diet with weight loss reported from to 247 pounds over the past 3 years using the treadmill, so a few hours a day. Continue semaglutide for morbid obesity. Continue on work on diet and weight loss. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.